If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Where are you talking to us from?
I'm talking to you on the highway in China, near Shanghai.
Wow. So then the topic that we have to talk about, of course, is very, very apt.
Seriously topical.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you might have to be just a little bit cautious.
As my single said.
Say
so
again.
It's a little delay. As it said, I'm on top of it. I'm literally in the country of the discussion.
Right. So, of course, exactly. The man, he's on the spot. We've sent Stephen Ambrose to China to investigate this very, very issue. What on earth is going on with Huawei? Lots of our listeners asking us, what do we do if we've got a phone? Is it going to be workable? Just can you give us a bit of a background? What is going on with this?
Well, essentially, the United States have added Huawei to a list of companies that need them. Essentially licenses to trade with American companies. And essentially, they added Huawei to that list along with 30 of their subsidiaries. And the immediate effect is that American companies have to stop trading with Huawei unless they get a permit. So one of those companies, obviously, is Google. Amongst them is others called Intel and people who make the Qualcomm, Qualcomm. So there's a lot of different companies as well, Broadcom. So chips as well as software. But the key thing for Huawei phones is essentially the Android operating system that runs the Huawei phones. And immediately, with immediate effect, Huawei no longer has a commercial relationship with Android or with Google. And they have to essentially stop generating the operating system for Huawei phones. But it's not quite as dire as that. Essentially, any Huawei phone that's in the market, any Huawei phone that's being produced and released and has the Google Play Store on the phone will continue to get updates, will continue to operate exactly as per normal with no change whatsoever. So if you have a Huawei phone, there's absolutely nothing to panic about. There's no change. There's nothing. Nothing's going to happen to your phone at all for the moment. Going forward, if this matter is not sorted out one way or the other, ultimately the Huawei phone will not have access to any Google services such as Maps, Gmail, any of the Google services that you take for granted. Now, what's fascinating, in China, Huawei does not use any Google services at all. In fact, Google services do not operate in China. So Huawei are well versed at creating an entire phone that does not need any Google services whatsoever. But for the Western world, and certainly for South Africa, it's a real challenge, because imagine having a phone that does not access all the services that we've come to rely on. No Waze, no way to get around the city. So it's a huge challenge and a massive blow to Huawei.
Would you recommend that if one of our listeners are in the market at the moment for a phone, that they just hold before you purchase, say, a new Huawei phone? I mean, really what you're saying is if you have a phone, don't worry. So far, everything you
Correct.
Will be supported. But perhaps maybe exercise a little caution if looking to buy a new phone.
Well, the new development is, as of Monday, the government of America has given Huawei a 90-day extension to their license. So business as usual for the next 90 days. I believe it's part of the whole trade negotiations or discussions with China. And I just feel that Huawei is number one manufacturer of equipment for mobile networks. So the whole 5G ecosystem globally is using a ton of Huawei technology. They're part of the standard setting authorities. They're incredibly embedded in both the manufacture of the equipment that manages and creates the cell phone networks, as well as the handsets. So I think that it's almost impossible to imagine that Huawei would stop supplying the West with equipment over the next couple of months. So I think that we're going to see some form of softening of the whole situation and some form of compromise reached between China and America with regard to the trade arrangements that they have. But that being said, once a company's been threatened and handled in this way, it certainly does remove the comfort that the consumer has with the product. You certainly would need to exercise a little bit of caution going forward, because who knows if this type of situation would occur again. So I think in many ways this is a really serious, serious thing for Huawei, and I would suggest that people look at alternatives going forward in the mobile space, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, it's a terrible thing, and if it settles down, which I do expect it will, it'll take a little bit of time for the confidence to come back in the Huawei handsets.
Are you there? I mean, are you at a conference? I mean, I'm assuming that you're speaking to people in this field. Is there a lot of anger in China around this development?
I'm not at a conference in China. I'm actually going to a conference in Taiwan. But from what I've seen on the China English press, they certainly have turned the whole thing around and said, as far as they're concerned, it's going to cause massive turmoil in America. And it has that potential. I mean, Huawei is the number two manufacturer of handsets globally. They use a ton of American technology in their handsets, even though they make their own chips, but they license enormous amounts of technology and IP from people like Qualcomm and Intel and Broadcom and all the people who make the chips and the memory, apart from the operating system. So all those companies could potentially lose hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars of turnover, tens or hundreds of thousands of jobs. So it's potentially extremely damaging in the short term to both America and China. So I think they need to be, that's why I feel in many ways it's brinkmanship. It's a form of negotiating. It might be a rather rough way of negotiating, but it will bring people to the table and focus their minds on a solution, because it's in no one's interest for the number two manufacturer. They shipped 55 million devices last year. And I mean, that is a huge amount of devices using Android and all the various other technologies that only at this stage come from America. And long term, the danger is that China will develop all their own technologies and stop using them from America. So it's an incredibly complicated setup, and I don't think it's in anyone's interest for this to continue. But lines have been drawn. The trade war is in full swing, and they need to deal with it. It's going to be an interesting couple of months going forward.
Absolutely. Stephen Ambrose, that's where we leave it. Travel safe and keep doing the great work that you do. Time is 8:44. I hope that answered your question. Lots of you were sending us messages a little bit earlier about the future of Huawei phones. If you have a Huawei phone, what the story is, according to what Stephen is saying, is it is business as usual for now. So if you do have a phone, do not worry. But if you are in the market for a new phone, exercise caution. The United States has extended the license for another 90 days to Huawei, but hopefully